Show, 7 at the hour. Good Day Weekend program on the air. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is ready to take your calls at 888-553-7536. We'll go through all the medical news of the week. We'll take your calls asking questions about somebody that's close to you or you yourself. Someone that I knew well when I was in college, Ken, died yesterday of these organ cancers seem to be really kidney cancer and liver cancer. And the what was it that the actor died of this past year?
Pancreatic cancer,
yeah.
But there's some good news this week about cancer. We'll get to in the news about how the rates seem to be going down, but it, you know, statistics are statistics. You have one case near you, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
what
that's
the
right. You hear about something, you read about it, it doesn't have the same impact as if the whatever the circumstances are that are close to you, you know about something. It's just you wonder if there's something that we can. We talk a lot about what it may. In this case, the good news is that wine is good for cutting women's risk of breast cancer, and then you hear other things. There's so many different things. Let's go over that.
Yeah, let's talk about, you know, the one cancer that women are all concerned about, and obviously it's breast cancer. And this is the area of cancer that gets so much media attention. If you ask most women what their greatest risk to good health is, they'll say breast cancer, but actually about 1 in 7 will deal with it, but 1 in 3 will deal with heart disease. Actually, heart disease is a woman's biggest risk to good health. But breast cancer is so important. It has so many emotional issues. Obviously, a lot of what women think about their appearance is a big deal. And I would love to hear some of our women listeners talk about this whole aspect with me to help me through this. But one of the issues is socializing and consuming alcohol. It's a time of year, the holidays, and a lot of women these days are a little uneasy about consuming alcohol socially because of their concern about increasing the risk of breast cancer. Fascinating article out that hit the internet this week and will be in print in April in the Journal of Women's Health. And this study is a little bit different than what the doctors have been telling you all along. And it's a fascinating study that drinking red wine, but not white wine, just red wine, in moderation, and for a woman that's one glass a day, may reduce one of the risk factors for breast cancer. And that's reduce it. You heard me right. Providing a natural weapon to combat the major cause of death among American women. This study challenges this widely held belief that all types of alcohol consumption heighten the risk of developing breast cancer. Doctors long have determined that alcohol increases the body's estrogen levels, and that's why it becomes a problem, fostering the growth of cancer cells. But this study found, actually, and this is where the interesting part is, Doug, because you're interested in the skins and the seeds of red grapes, they actually slightly lowered estrogen levels while elevating testosterone among premenopausal women who drank 8 ounces of red wine nightly for about a month. So it wasn't anything but red wine. The red wine has something in the grape which actually lowers the estrogen, which promotes breast cancer, increases the male hormone testosterone, which also counters the promotion of breast cancer. And white wine lacked this same effect. So women who occasionally drink alcohol, you might want to reassess your choices and ask for the Cabernet. That certainly would be a safe choice. But until larger studies are done, I personally would not recommend that non-drinkers begin to drink red wine. But if you do consume, maybe you want to choose red wine.
So this is what's in the grapes or the seeds is called pycnogenol. We've talked about that a lot, and that may be, that's supposedly a cancer inhibiting, not just for breast cancer, cancer inhibiting agent. The free radicals that create cancers are somehow or other, I guess when, when you pull the plug on something, they are dismissed, if you will. So maybe that's the whole thing. One of the things that you and I talk about with abandon, the ability to go and look at these studies, one says one thing, another one counters it. So then people will ask you, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, what do I believe? The latest one? The biggest one? The one that has the most doctors signing off on it? What do you believe?
Well, you have to understand the design of the scientific study. And that's where, you know, I don't mean to blow my own horn, but, you know, I'm a trained medical scientist. I have a PhD in cardiovascular physiology. And, you know, it took me 3 years of intense study at the University of Pennsylvania to learn how to understand the design and the quality of a research study. So it's not always easy for journalists, bless their heart, who have no scientific background to look at these things, to write their articles and go on in the media and draw conclusions. So I guess maybe that's my calling, is to understand the design of these studies and to help you each week to determine which are the good studies, which are the high quality studies. There's basically two different kinds of scientific studies, and I'm really oversimplifying it. For the scientists listening, I really apologize. But you have the prospective double-blinded study, Doug, where you actually take two different groups of people, and the people doing the treatment, the people receiving the treatment, no one knows what they're getting, and you go forward in time. That's really the only way to determine once and for all whether something is effective and safe. But that's very costly, and sometimes it's even unethical. And the only choice we have is to do what's called an observational study, where we look, where we go back in time. You know, we may ask people to tell us what they did. We may look at some diaries, and we depend on people's memories. And this is called an observational study. Observational studies can lead to wrong conclusions. Sometimes it's the best we have, going back in time. Everything's already occurred, and then you start, like a detective, asking, what did you do? What did you do for the past 20 years? And people don't always tell doctors the truth, and sometimes they don't always remember too well, and sometimes they are not sure themselves. And that's where observational studies often lead to problems. And why it gets confusing when you see all these things is because often observational studies, even small ones, were done. And the bigger the study, the more centers that are involved in a study also increases the accuracy. If you have a small observational study, good chance it's going to be wrong, and then the big, multi-centered, prospective, double-blinded study occurs and often is different than with its conclusion than the small observational study.
Also, it depends on who pays for the study. We found that over and over and over again.
Well, you hope not. You know,
but in reality,
that is fraudulent. If people are pushed by, that's bad science.
Yeah.
I guess I'm maybe talking about how good science is done, but that's another reason why you get contradicting conclusions.
But some people don't know. They don't have a PhD as you do and an MD and 87 other degrees that are helpful in understanding all of this. So people see something and they draw a conclusion. It's not just about medicine. It's about all kinds of things. Politics. It's about what you prefer to buy. You know, all kinds of things that are influenced by who pays. You know, if a big drug company paid for a study and it came to the conclusion that its drug was good, you'd be wondering, huh? Right?
Unless it's life-threatening, in general, even outside of medicine, just slowly draw conclusions. I've learned that myself, that there's often a bit of information still yet to be learned. So just be a little bit leery and slow to draw quick conclusions.
There you go. Conclusions are good. They require some thinking. And that's why Dr. Ken is so great at helping you through what may be on your mind medically. 888-553-7536. You've heard him explain this important study on what may help you if you're a woman and you're worried about breast cancer, drinking a moderate amount of red wine. And you were talking, you said quickly as we started, the cancer rate news is good news.
Let me go over some good news. This is out of the American Cancer Society's annual report published this week in the Cancer Journal for Clinicians, Doug. The cancer death rates for men and women in America kept dropping through 2008, continuing a nearly 20-year-long trend. As a result, more than 1 million Americans, Doug, who would have been expected to die from cancer, have not. But despite this good news, this is the yin-yang of medicine, cancer is still the second leading cause of death in America behind heart disease. And about, listen to this, about half of men and one in three women will develop cancer during their lifetimes. Mm-hmm. Amazing statistic.
Yeah. All right, so let's take that to heart and use it. Perhaps the theme of the week is cancer, various types of cancer, maybe women's cancer, men.
Let's talk about how we can prevent it through the next 2 hours.
There's a great idea. Prevention of cancer and your stories that may help us understand what to do. As you know, my former wife passed away a month and a half or so ago after 20 years of stage 4 breast cancer back and forth. There are so many women who have this, but as Ken said, there are more women who are dying of heart attacks. And that's one of the reasons because of that is that women have high cholesterol. High cholesterol is something that you need to protect yourself from, and Dr. Ken has an important announcement on how to do that.
Yes, this is especially for those who have been suggested to take a statin, and I meet so many people who don't want to take a statin or they can't take a statin. Here's a great idea for you that's been proven safe and effective in some studies being used in some of the big universities across the country. Yes, high cholesterol, it's a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And you know I'm Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. Well, a new all-natural approach from Italy might be right for you. It's called Cardiol's 9 Natural Ingredients. These work together to reduce cholesterol levels and also help to lower the bad fats in your blood called triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day. The makers of Cardiol are so confident that it will work for you that they are offering a free 30-day trial so you can see for yourself. You'll pay only $8.95 shipping and handling. Just enter the discount code KEN when ordering online at cardiol.net, and Doug will tell you some more information on how to get this.
Cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, Cardiol, cardiol.net. Get online, order, call toll-free is another way of getting at this product, 888-809-6426, 888-809-6424 for the resolve to high cholesterol. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future. Cardiol.net or 888-809-6424. Dr. Ken taking your calls at 888-55-DR-KEN in a matter of moments here.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG? With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Dr. Penn and Doug, waiting your calls, 1-888-55 Dr. Penn, toll free from anywhere in the country. And we have some lines open, amazing, 1-888-55-DRKN. I'll answer any of your health care questions. You're wondering about yourself, your spouse, your parents, your kids. Head-to-toe medicine, you've been to the doctor and you're frustrated by the solutions that they are recommending. I take the best from both worlds. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist. There's very few things in medicine I haven't seen at least once. I've been in medicine since the 1970s. I'd like to help you get to the next step. Toll free from anywhere in America. No paperwork, no bill. I promise I won't embarrass you. I'll give you easy to understand answers to all your health care questions, evidence-based answers. Here it is again, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-55-DR-KEN.
Also, you can be in touch with us by sending email along to drken at drkenshow.com or to doug at dougstefan.com. One of the emails that I got this week was from a guy named Rich, and he wondered about his genetic makeup. This is kind of an interesting question. He went online to see if he could get his DNA evaluated because he'd heard from a friend that there are web services that offer consumer DNA tests. Are they worth anything? I didn't even begin to imagine how this would work, but I wonder if you've heard about this, Ken. Well, I guess, first of all, why would you want to know?
I would love to get him online and ask him about that, why he wants to look into this.
Yeah. So would it help you understand your health in the future if you knew what your DNA is? Is there anything to that?
Well, there are some companies out there that are beginning to make available some genetic testing, even for the heart, where they can look for certain genes that have been noted to increase the risk of heart disease, for example. There are some genetic illnesses that can be identified, but this is not there's not yet a thorough, comprehensive way to look at your DNA and map your future. You know, that's probably, I wouldn't exclude that possibility. You know, as kids, who would have thought of Dick Tracy talking to somebody with a wristwatch could see who he was talking to? So I certainly think, you know, this is the future of medicine, taking your DNA and figuring it out what's there, fixing yourself genetically, but it's just not yet there.
Interesting. That's Dick Tracy. God love you. Here's Jeff in Oklahoma with a question for Dr. Kent. Sir, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for taking my call. I'm an Iraq war vet and diagnosed with PTSD, but however, my work field doesn't allow me to take my anti-anxiety medicine. I was on Xanax, and it was on a as-I-need basis, but I'm not allowed to take that anymore in my work field. I was wanting to know what a good anti-anxiety.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jeff, let me suggest, if you can, get some talking therapy is very helpful. If you can, if the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program. That's a wonderful way to get the steam out of the ears. Alternative medicine that's been used for anxiety, some of the things, and there's some soft evidence, kava, valerian, also vitamin B and folic acid. Whether these things help, the evidence is soft, but they are being tried for supplements for anxiety.
Natural product called serotonin. That sometimes is good for balancing the chemicals in your brain. All of that stuff that Ken mentioned and serotonin, all you can find at a good health food store. There are prescriptive homeopathic drug stores around the country, so you might want to try any of those out.
If you take kava, you got to give up alcohol. You also have to have a good liver, and valerian will help you sleep, and vitamin B and folic acid are always good for all of us to take.
You can check some of this stuff out online. There you go, sir. Good luck to you. 28 past the hour on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist Bakey with a 720 flip, catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter. Chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
An annual study by Fidelity Investments finds that many Americans are continuing to put their financial houses back in order by resolving to save more and spend less in the new year. In fact, nearly half of those making a resolution to save more plan to double their savings goals in 2012. But making and keeping a financial resolution can be a challenge. Ken Hebert is a vice president at Fidelity Investments.
In this uncertain economy, Fidelity can help investors focus on the financial aspects of their lives that they can control, whether that be creating long-term savings plans leading up to or living in retirement, or addressing short-term goals like building an emergency fund or developing a budget to determine where spending can be reduced. No matter what your financial goal, there's no time like the new year to get started.
To get started, visit Fidelity.com or call 1-800-FIDELITY. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSC, SIPC.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a
no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The significant programs on the weekend heard around the country by more people, more radio stations carry this medical program than anyone that is on the weekend. So help yourself to the expertise of Dr. Ken Kronhaus by dialing 888-553-7536. You can also line up for Dr. Ken's Good Day Health newsletter. It comes out every week. The Good Day Health newsletter available also online, either at drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com. Click on Dr. Ken's picture. You'll be asked if you want to sign up for the newsletter and just put your email address in. That takes care of it. What do we know after reading the Good Day Health newsletter this week, Ken?
This week's, Doug, our newsletter is about the latest news related to mental and emotional health.
Mm-hmm. Along the lines of the last caller. In a sense, having stress and that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Yep. And there are ways, as was suggested in the conversation, if you didn't hear it, that you can address some of these things in a natural way, homeopathic way. Ken gave you a couple of examples. I suggested one thing. You can check a lot of that out online. But you can also find practitioners that will help you. And that's the problem I hear all the time. I heard it again from somebody this week, Ken. I had some work done at Mass General this week on my ongoing crusade to figure out what really is going on in my brain. And I was listening to people talk about their health insurance and their decisions that are made about their future health solely because of how they get treatment. They don't have the money to do it right, so they do what they have access to, which seems anti-purposeful to me.
It's the reality, and, you know, there's a big government panel being established that's going to, that's why they're going to be there, to make these decisions. The government in a big way is going to be doing this. Insurance companies do this based on what they approve and what they pay for. Mm-hmm. When most of us in my generation of doctors went into medicine, we made these decisions, and that's what was done. Today, it's these decisions, unfortunately, too often are made by the people who pay for it.
Yeah. Hey. 888-553-7536. Let's talk to Steve in Wilmington, North Carolina. Steve, happy New Year. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I always enjoy your show on my way to my Saturday morning golf game. I have a question for Dr. Ken.
Yes.
I'm a 59-year-old male. I've been healthy all my life, no problems. I've been diagnosed with high cholesterol in 1994 and have been under statin treatment since then. I'm now on Crestor and a drug called Tricor, which has been very successful in controlling my cholesterol.
Triglycerides.
This last week, I had a CT coronary calcium heart scan. This was a test that I wanted to take by myself. I paid for it out of my health spending account, and I come up with a score of 204. Which I gave to my primary care physician, and he immediately wanted to get me and to see a cardiologist. So I wanted to get Dr. Ken's insight into this test, what a score of 204 means, and what might be my, going forward cure, if there is one, to help me lower that score over time.
Sure. Great question, Steve. So just so I know what test you had, you just had a calcium score. You didn't have any imaging in three dimensions of your coronaries. Is that correct?
No, I did have the image. I went to a local hospital here and did have, it was a general electric machine. It was a.
Did you have any dye contrast injected into your vein?
No, I did not.
Okay, so you had what we call a coronary artery calcium score. And,
right.
And this is one place where you want to be a zero. There's two different kinds of plaques which can line the inner surface of the tubes, the coronary arteries that bring the blood to the heart. And remember, the number one killer of Americans, a heart attack, occurs when the plaque lining the inner surface of the heart ruptures and results in complete clogging of the circulation. There's two types of plaque, Steve. There's hard calcified plaque, and there's also soft fatty plaque. When you do a calcium score, what you're measuring is whether you have any hard calcified plaque in the big artery sitting on top of your heart. And normally the calcium should be in your bones or floating in your blood, but not in the wall of your coronaries. And a score anything but zero is abnormal. You have a score which is moderately high for your age. And also, the problem with the calcium score is it does not tell you if you have any soft fatty plaque. You can have a zero score and have a lot of soft fatty plaque, and that's the plaque that ruptures and results in a heart attack. So that's the limitation of a zero score with the coronary artery calcium score. What the key here is that you need to definitely be on aggressive medical therapy to stabilize your plaques. Once you get this kind of plaquing, it's a good idea to get on a statin drug, get that bad LDL down to 70, even ideally under 60, because that's where you get some reversal. You should be on aspirin unless there's any reason you can't take it. And you also have to talk to your doctors about whether you should be on a beta blocker or an ACE inhibitor, which we also do for people who have coronary artery disease. The key here, whether you need anything more than drug therapy, is whether you're still having any symptoms on aggressive medical therapy.
Okay.
If you are, that's when we would do a heart catheterization. Get that LDL down, know your blood pressure, know your blood sugar, get down to ideal body weight. And if you're aggressively participating in exercise, sit down with the heart doctor. Make sure you're not having any concerning symptoms, chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue, sweating, lightheadedness, dizziness, anything like this, then you definitely need a stress test to see if these are flow-limiting plaques, and that's when you would go and have a heart catheterization to see if you need either a stent or surgery.
And, Steve, you heard Dr. Ken talking about this product, Cardiol. It may be that this would help you because it deals with high cholesterol. Just for your information, Cardiol.
He's already on a statin. He has a significant plaque there, so he wants to stay the course and just get that LDL down really low with his statin, the Crestor, the Gorilla statin, the strongest we have to stabilize plaque.
Yeah, but this wouldn't hurt to add this to his routine, I wouldn't have thought.
It would not be a good combination.
Really? Okay. Well, there's so much for my idea. All right, Steve. Take good
care.
Thank
you very much, guys.
You're welcome.
Steve, keep in touch.
That's why I'm not a doctor. 888. But I do sometimes play one on the radio. What is it? Dr. Doug practicing without a license. I know. In general,
we need to be glued to each other.
Yeah. We need, though, these sorts of things. If you do have, like, this would be good for me because my cholesterol number is
not. Someone good. Like you, you don't have any plaque and your cholesterol is a little elevated. This is ideal for you and you're uneasy about taking statins. You're the ideal person for this.
For Cardiol. Cardiol. And again, you can get that at Cardiol, spell it out, CARDIOL.net, or you can call them at 888 888- 800-809-6424. Dr. Ken's available at 888-553-7536. Another call coming right up here. Good day weekend, good day health.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Arnon Rowley, Korean War POW, December 1950 to August 1953.
It wasn't the athletic contest that I remember vividly about that visit to the officer's cab. It's something that happened the second night. The door opened and an officer stuck his head in. He said, "Shh, follow me." This officer led us between several of the buildings in the POW camp, and we ended up in the camp kitchen. And it was dark inside. When the officer reached up and pulled the switch of a single light bulb in the middle of the room, and on the table was a cake about 16 by 20 inches inside, decorated as the flag of the United States. I knew, and that reminded me, that that flag represented every POW, in fact, every man that had given his life in Korea.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
888-553-7536. Please join us for your questions. It may be your question, maybe your brother's question, your sister, your mother, your aunt, your wife, your daughter, whoever it is. You can be the person carrying the message back and forth from Dr. Ken. He's happy to help you out. Chuck's in Albany. Go ahead, Chuck. You are now on the air with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hello.
Good morning. Thank you, doctor. Thank you for taking my call. Doctor, lately, well, it's been going on for a couple of years, but doesn't happen every night. I get these cramps in my calves and in my thighs that are really painful, and I get up out of bed and I walk around, and then sometimes when I go back, I mean, they tighten up like a man flexing a muscle, you know, and it's hard to break them loose.
Chuck, yes. These night leg cramps will bring a Marine to tears.
Yes, they do.
They can be some of the most painful problems. I had a patient this week who's one of the toughest guys I know, and, you know, I heard it, exactly what you're saying. Let me see if I can help you. Quickly, are you on a water pill, a diuretic?
No, I'm not.
Okay. You haven't been having any vomiting or diarrhea where you're losing a lot of minerals?
No.
Okay. The reason most people, if they're not on diuretic or have low potassium or low magnesium because they're losing it, the other main reason why people have these leg cramps is because, you know, a guy your age, you're afraid of waking up in the middle of the night or waking up your significant other urinating all night. So you don't drink. You stop drinking liquids several hours before you go to bed, and then you get dehydrated and you get these leg cramps. You have to balance making sure that you have enough fluid in the tank. And that doesn't necessarily mean just free water. It means fluid with something in it. You know, Gatorade without sugar is the ideal thing to keep it in the tank. But keep the fluid, the pipes filled, not so much so you'll be at the bathroom all night, but so you're not dehydrated. It'll take care of the cramps. And when the doctor sees you, make sure they check your potassium and magnesium, that they're not low. even maybe okay. your calcium.
Okay. Now, I have one other dilemma. My right hand, sometimes it cramps up, and I got, you know, like, suppose, well, last night I had a cup of hot chocolate. My hand just cramped up where I had to separate the fingers myself.
Huh. I mean, were you, have you had any injury to your neck?
Yes.
Often when you have nerve issues, movement issues, numbness in the arms, down from the shoulder down to the hand, too often it emanates from the nerves in the neck. And I would get, you know, I'd start with your internist, let them, or your family doctor, let them evaluate you. They may refer you to either a neurologist or an orthopedic doctor, maybe even a chiropractor, and get that looked at. But I bet the problem's in the neck.
Have you ever been to a chiropractor, Chuck?
Oh, intensely. Yeah, I had these. Was getting these headaches many, many years ago.
See if you can find somebody. See if you can find somebody who specializes in NUCCA. N-U-C-C-A. That's a chiropractor that does just neck adjustments. Maybe that'll help. Acupuncture too. Maybe it's an idea.
Have you been in any motor vehicle accidents?
No.
Right.
No.
So there
what
you
happened
go.
Is I fell off a horse many years ago and broke my right shoulder.
Okay. Ooh, yeah.
And that's the is that the arm where you're having the problem?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. Two you know, in the middle of
four.
The night when you hear hoofbeats, don't think of zebras.
It's two and two still are four, Chuck. Good luck to you, sir. 888. People are so funny. 888-553-75.
If they weren't, I'd be home early in the day.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so it's 888-55-DRKEN to be in touch with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You also can follow his blog at drkenshow.com. Click it on the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. And if you're interested in having a consultation with Dr. Ken after listening to him, a lot of people around the country call his office. It's 800-LAKE-CARDIO.
Can I just mention some other causes of leg cramps?
You can talk about it in a few minutes, 48 past the hour.
Jay Farner here. Happy New Year from Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Make saving more at Rite Aid your best resolution yet. Now through January 28th, you can earn a $20 plus up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the buy and save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Start the year off with better savings at Rite Aid. Resolution rewards is another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase when qualifying threshold is met. Plus up expires February 11th, 2012.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to help you with your medical questions. We'll be talking about the medical news as we have time during the course of the morning. Your emails as well to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. Beatrice is in Los Angeles listening to KFWB, so what can we do for you? Beatrice?
Yes. I have, on my right foot, I have burning in the ankle, not up to the toes, just the top of the foot on one side, just a burning every once in a while. It's very, you know, it's just like pricking needles in that ankle and the top of the foot, just on one foot.
Are you a diabetic?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I would bet that this is what we call a peripheral neuropathy, Beatrice. Sometimes getting this treated can be challenging. First of all, has your blood sugar been under good control?
Sometimes.
Okay. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it hasn't.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to. I'm laughing with you, not at you, just the way you say that.
It runs like 150.
Yeah, that's too high. Do you have a diabetes doctor?
Yes.
And I guess your height's a little short for your weight?
Oh, I weigh 130.
How tall are you?
5'2".
That's okay. You know, you're about 20 pounds overweight. So, you know, woman, you're should be about 110 to 120. Do they have you on medicine? Are you on metformin?
Yes.
You're on metformin?
And Actos.
And Actos, okay.
And for cholesterol.
Okay. Well,
high blood pressure.
I would talk to your doc. You need to get to the doctor and make sure you get good control. And most likely this is a peripheral neuropathy. First, you got to get the blood sugar under control. But there are medications. There are many, many different kinds of medicines. We have pain relievers. We have anti-seizure medication, capsaicin, lidocaine patch. Some of the antidepressants work here. And you just need between your internist, your diabetes doctor, or a neurologist. Start with your primary care doctor. Do you have a good internist or family doctor?
She's on Gonzo.
That's what I should do.
Yeah.
That's what she needs to do.
Okay, 888-553-7536. A lot of schools are looking to trim their budgets in the new year and improve students' academic performance. They're cutting physical education programs to increase classroom time, or the federal government says we don't have any money. There's a review apparently out this week of 14 different studies, Ken, involving about 12,000 children. It finds a pretty strong link between physical activity and performance in school, right?
Exactly. Exactly what the studies say the government shouldn't be doing. Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine this week dug children who get more exercise also tend to do better in school, whether the exercise comes as recess, physical education classes, or getting exercise on the way to school. So walk to school, get into phys ed, and get active.
You talk about anti-purposeful. And trying to understand why people are protesting as much as they are around the country, it's because of stuff like this. This is your tax dollars going for. These programs, there's so much money being spent in education. For what? What are they doing with the money? Why are music programs being curtailed? Why are civics programs being curtailed? Why are these kind of programs being curtailed? A question that you would want to be asking. And it isn't your school board that's making the decision. Decisions about your child's education is being made in Washington, not in your backyard, which is, again, pretty anti-purposeful, and not according to the rule, the home rule, the thing that where decisions are made for you ought to be in your hometown, right?
Absolutely. You know, when you get from the government, you give up to the government.
Right, exactly. Okay, a quick story about a lot of yak this week. The study about milk intake in teenagers and how it may be connected to prostate cancer. Did we talk about that? Did we talk about it last week? And I was talking about how if you use raw milk, that was it. whenever I can get in a plug for raw milk, happy to do it. All right, don't forget, Dr. Ken available another hour of your calls and input with questions. The only dumb question is a question that has not been asked. So don't worry about whether, will anybody care? You take care of yourself. Dr. Ken will try to take care of you. 888-553-7536. 59 past the hour, already an hour gone. On this weekend's Good Day Visits, Dr. Ken is here on call.